Thank you for calling customer service, Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Oh, yes, I'm calling to see who this is. I just got a pending charge for $54.97.
Yes, ma'am. We're a third-party call center that assists with over hundreds of different products and assists with multiple companies. If you provide me with some information, I'd be glad to assist you.
Mm-hmm.
What's your zip code?
45242.
1 moment. What's your name, ma'am?
Dorothy Buttram.
Okay, 45212 is your zip code?
No, 45242.
Okay, hold on. And that name, last name again?
Buttram, B-U-T-T-R-O-M.
Okay, under 45242 zip code, I don't see a, how you pronounce Buttram?
Buttram, B-U-T-T-R-O-M, Dorothy.
B-U-T-T-R-O-M, Dorothy, T-H-R-Y, let me go try to find by name.
D-O-R-O-T-H-Y.
Yes, ma'am. And how long ago you placed this order?
I just seen it today. Matter of fact, a few minutes ago. And it's saying that it's $54.97, but it doesn't say, you know, who.
What it is, I don't have an account pulled up yet, but typically we're in a call center to handle numerous of these types of accounts. I can't speak for yours because I don't have an account yet, but it does, we have, they have some of the accounts where you agree to pay the shipping and handling and to receive a gift, a welcoming gift, B-U-T-T-R-O-M, that's how you spell your last name, ma'am, B-U-T-T-R-O-M?
Yes.
Okay, not finding anything there. Let me try one other thing here.
This it's got something on it like FLON020422. Is that any number for anything?
Not that I need anything for. I should be able to find it. Let me verify. Your phone number is 513-996-1307.
Yes.
Let me try to reach it through that. Not through the phone number. Anyone else in the household?
Try 513-535-2859.
Hold on, let me get back to that screen. 513?
Mm-hmm. 535-2859.
Nope. It did not. I've exhausted all ways I can find it. Let's see here. Would it have someone else's name? Would it have been under someone else's name in the household?
Try Lila Winstead.
I did see that. Which is totally different than Dorothy Buttram that I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But when I put in the phone number of the 513 number,
mm-hmm.
it come up under that person you just named.
Okay. Well, okay. Whatever this is, it needs to be canceled.
So now, who are they to you?
Who are they? That's my daughter.
Okay.
But this is my account.
Hold on a minute. Let me go back to where that I did see that 513996. Copy.
I'm getting to it.
Okay, I have that Lila, what's that, Winstead?
Mm-hmm.
Will you verify their address for me, please?
11049 Corrine, Corrine Avenue, Blue Ash, Ohio, 45242.
Yes, ma'am. I did locate an account, and on January 30th, as I said earlier, you initiated a shipping and handling charge. You agreed to pay the shipping and handling to receive a tablet, and what happens is it's a gadget membership type of enrollment. So what happens in the terms and conditions when you put your account number in, before they accept your account number, they ask you about the terms and conditions, and when you accept that, in the terms and conditions it states that you'll automatically be enrolled into the gadget club, and that's what happened on 2/4.
Well, I'm gonna be disenrolled.
Okay, ma'am, I sure will. Now, they do have wonderful, what they did send you a $125 gift card as well to spend at the gadget store. So if you want to stay with it and spend your $125,
nope.
Okay,
nope.
No, ma'am.
Nope.
All right,
nope.
So hold
nope.
on and get something to write with. I'm going to give you a cancellation number.
Okay.
And,
okay.
Hold on. And going forward, you won't receive any more charges, okay?
Okay.
Hold on a minute. We notate the account.
Now,
go ahead.
Refund?
Well, that's what I was about to ask, say to you, ma'am. As a courtesy, I can offer you 35% off that charge that you've already did, the $54.97, because it is a valid charge. But I will, as a courtesy, based on, you know, the terms and conditions that you say, because it's in the terms and condition, but as a courtesy, I can offer 35% off, which makes it $19.23 be applied back to your card.
What?
Yes, ma'am.
That's not right when it's not even me who did it.
Well, I mean, you're taking responsibility for this credit card, right? Or you saying it's either going to be one or two things. It's going to be fraud, or you're going to, you know, I can escalate it to the fraud department if you want. But what I can do as a one-time courtesy, I can give you 50% off of that, ma'am, $54.97. Which would make it back to, so I can refund $27.48 back to your account. Is that acceptable for you, ma'am?
Okay. 27 what?
27.48. Yes?
Okay.
No? Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes. So $27.48 will be refunded back to your account, 3 to 5 business days, your bank, depending on your bank, how long before you receive it. I've refunded that, as well as I'm going to give you a cancellation number for the account being canceled, so it won't be any charges going forward, okay?
Okay.
And hold on a minute. Notate that, please, because... All righty. And your cancellation number, ma'am, is C as in Charlie, 25891117.
Okay, let me make sure we got this right. I have C as in Charlie, 25891117.
Yes.
Okay.
And what I'm doing now, I've notated that you canceled an account. I offered you the 50% refund on the charge that you, on the valid charge that you did receive, but as a courtesy, I did the 50% refund. Going forward, you won't have any other charges, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful evening.
Okay.
You are. Bye.
Bye-bye.